有很多弟兄姐妹他们是在学校读书的。
So we have a lot of brothers and sisters who are students right now.
他们今天受洗，他们进入神的家。
And as they are baptized into the kingdom of God.
我愿意说你在这儿读书十分有意义。
And I can say that yes, it means a lot that you're here in school studying.
也有可能弟兄姐妹已经找到工作。
Or maybe some of you are already working.
那弟兄姐妹，我说你在这里工作十分有意义。
And there's also meaning in your work.
你可能生长在基督徒的家庭，今天你受洗。
Or maybe you grew up in a Christian family and you're baptized today.
我可以说你生长在基督徒的家庭十分有意义。
And there's also meaning in the fact that you grew up in a Christian family.
那对于我们在座其他的弟兄姐妹呢？
But what about for the rest of us?
我们有的已经受过洗好多年了，对吗？
Some of us may have been baptized for many years.
我想这个可以叫我们回顾我们自己当年受洗的情形。
But perhaps this is an opportunity for us to think back to the day when we were baptized.
当我们思想的时候，我们心中就感恩呐。
And as we think back to that day, we should give thanks.
我们当年也是这样经过洗礼进入神的家。
Because we also entered into the family of God through baptism like this.
我们感谢主，透过洗礼，我们再次确信我们活在神的应许中。
And through today's baptism, we can reconfirm that we live in Christ Jesus.
好，弟兄姐妹，可能在座也有没有受洗的，还没有信主的。
And perhaps there are some of you here today who have not been baptized yet or who haven't even believed in Christ.
也有可能你已经决志，但还没有受洗。
Or you have already decided to follow him but have not been baptized.
那和我们这些刚刚受洗或以前受过洗的有什么区别呢？
So what's the difference between having been baptized and have not been baptized?
那我下面告诉你一点关于受洗的意义。
So I want to talk to you a little bit about the meaning of baptism today.
有谁知道当我们这批弟兄姐妹进入水池的时候？
So do you know when these brothers and sisters, when they entered into the water?
在地上，在天上，在他们身上发生了什么吗？
What happened, within themselves and also here on earth and in heaven?
一定的。
There's many things.
因为基督徒在地上做的事情，在天上也必表现出来。
Because what is done here on earth also happens in heaven.
我们这批弟兄姐妹走进水池的时候，他们是在宣告。
As they entered into the water, they're declaring.
他们在向世界宣告。
They're declaring to the world.
他们在向魔鬼宣告。
They're declaring to the enemy.
他们向上帝宣告。
And they're also declaring to God.
他们向世界宣告，他们已经不再属于这个世界。
And they're declaring to the world that they do no longer belong to this world.
他们向魔鬼宣告，他们不在魔鬼的权势之下了。
And they declare to the enemy that they are no longer under his control.
他们向上帝宣告，他们从今愿意成为神的儿女。
And they declare to God that from today on they will be his child.
弟兄姐妹，你知道天上发生什么事情吗？
And do you know what happened in heaven?
我们的圣天父，我们的耶稣基督救主，还有天使天君，还有众圣徒，在那一同欢喜快乐，欢迎我们弟兄姐妹加入神的家庭。
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and all the hosts of heaven are celebrating today because of these who have entered into his kingdom.
你说我可能没看见。
Well, maybe you didn't see that.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们凭着信心的眼睛，我们就看见。
But through faith, we can see this.
感谢主，因着他们受洗，接下来发生一系列的事情。
And through their baptism, there are more things that will happen.
就像刚才我们所读的圣经一样。
And as the scripture we just read told us,
他们凭着信心就罪得赦免。
And because of their faith, their sin has been forgiven.
我们可以看这段经文在使徒行传第22章16节。
And in Acts 22:16, we can see,
中文的、英文的你都可以读哈。
And you can see it on the screen.
对，那个红字是说洗去你的罪。
What's highlighted in red says that the sins are washed away.
这是对当时那个被大光照耀的保罗说的话。
And this verse is what Paul said. Paul who was met by Jesus.
是对保罗说的。
Oh, and it was spoken to Paul.
所以告诉他不要单言。
And told him, don't wait.
起来求告他的名受洗。
Get up and be baptized.
洗去你的罪。
and have your sins washed away.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这里面我们看到，因着耶稣的名，因着信靠耶稣，求告他的名，受洗，他的罪得赦免。
And so we can see that as we call on Jesus' name, as we are baptized, our sins are forgiven.
感谢主，还有在启示录里边也有给我们一段经文。
And we also have another verse from Revelation.
我们也可以看这段中文和英文。
And we can see the English and the Chinese.
说他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
It says that to him who loves us and freed us from our sins.
那个脱离啊，按照原文就是洗去的意思。
And so as we're freed, it also means we're washed away.
那格罗西这段话也告诉我们受洗的意义。
In Colossians, this verse tells us another meaning of baptism.
说我们在爱之里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
So we have redemption and forgiveness of our sins.
好，弟兄姐妹，凡是受洗的弟兄姐妹，你都已经经过这些。
So all of us who have been baptized, we have experienced these.
那更重要的一个应许。
And a more important promise.
是在马可福音第十六章十六节里边。
We find it in Mark 16:16.
非常好记，十六章十六节。
It's easy to remember. It's chapter 16, verse 16.
说信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
It says the one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned.
好，弟兄姐妹，透过这段经文，你解读出来什么信息
？What do you see from this verse?
他们说信。
It says belief,
and 接下来受洗
and then baptism.
耶稣基督的应许是必然得救
Then you will be saved.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这受洗不仅仅是受洗的仪式
So as we're baptized, it's not just an action.
这是一个庄严的宣告
It's a declaration.
感谢主啊，受洗就已经啊因着信而得救。
So through our faith and our baptism, we're saved.
那接下来的话呢，我们刚才所读的两段圣经的话呢，告诉我们这样的事情发生。
And so as the verses we just looked at tells us about baptism.
说受洗归入基督耶稣啊。
That as we're baptized, we're baptized into Christ.
好，我们看有这样子的经文，就是刚才我们所读的。
So let's look at this verse that we just read again.
我不再去读它，但是弟兄姐妹，你可以看到那个红字的部分。
Please notice the highlighted portion in red.
他告诉我们是受洗归入他的死。
It says that we're baptized into his death.
然后告诉我们在死的形状上与他联合，也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
And we're joined to him in death and also in resurrection.
感谢主，那刚才所告诉我们的这一段经文呢，是告诉我们说我们这些受洗归入耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死了。
So this verse tells us that as we're baptized into Christ, we're baptized into his death.
所以一受洗就归入耶稣的死。
So as you're baptized, you're baptized into death.
弟兄姐妹，所以耶稣当年的死啊，不是他自己的死。
So when Christ died on the cross, it wasn't just his own death.
耶稣基督的死当年像一个器皿一样啊。
So it also is a foreshadow.
也像一个桥梁。
It's a bridge.
它可以接纳任何愿意进入耶稣基督里的人。
So it allows him to accept anyone who wants to enter into him.
他愿意让任何人啊，凡是信靠耶稣的名，可以通过这个桥梁。
And so he made this bridge for anyone who wants to trust in him.
所以受洗呢，更像是一个入门。
And so as we're baptized, it's like entering through a door.
所以受洗呢，才能归入耶稣。
And it's through baptism that we enter into Christ.
受洗呢，也才算是归入耶稣。
And it's baptism that shows that we have entered into Christ.
所以这句话告诉我们，如果你不受洗，你怎么归入耶稣呢
？So if you're not baptized, how are you going to enter into Him?
他的死与你无关。
His death has no part with you.
那么他的荣耀也与你无关。
And so his glory has no part with you.
他的复活也与你无关。
And neither his resurrection.
他的作王也与你无关。
And neither his kingdom.
可是只要我们一受洗，就算归入耶稣基督的死。
So once we're baptized, we have entered into Christ Jesus and his death.
这就是我们已经进入神的家。
And so we're already part of his family.
那也第二告诉我们受洗以后啊就归入他的死与他一同埋葬。
And so as we enter into his death, we're also buried with Christ.
这是我们受洗受浸的第二个意义。
And so this is the second meaning of baptism.
当他们没入水中的时候
As they entered into the water.
啊我们看见他们没入水中了啊。
And they were submerged in the water.
那就表明他们和主一同埋葬了。
And this is signifying the burial with Christ.
说世界上啊一般死了以后有两个步骤。
So in this world, usually there are two steps after death.
说第一步是他们就是死了。
So first, you confirm that they're dead.
第二个部分是表明他们要埋葬。
And the second part is the burial.
那么对于基督徒来说
But for Christians,
还有下面的一个步骤。
There's one more step.
弟兄姐妹，不信的人死了就死了，就埋葬了。
So if you don't believe, then when you die, you're dead and you're buried.
那就结束了。
That's the end.
等候复活的审判。
And you await judgment.
但是信主的人。
But for those who believe in Jesus,
他受洗归入基督的死。
And as we're baptized into Christ's death.
那么他还有另外一部分，另外一个步骤要走。
There is another step for us.
那就是要复活呀。
And that is the resurrection.
复活以后得到永远的生命。
And enter into eternal life after resurrection.
啊，弟兄姐妹，这是信和不信的区别。
And that's the difference between believing and not believing.
感谢主，有这样一个故事。
There's a story.
三个朋友在一起谈论。哎呀，当我死了以后啊，我死了以后，然后那个葬礼的情形。
About three friends who were talking about their funerals after they die.
所以这三个朋友就在讨论，就在议论。
And so they are talking with each other.
然后希望在葬礼上边呢，啊，朋友们来了，对他们说些什么话
？And they wanna they talk about what they want their friends to say at their funeral.
第一个人就说了。
The first one said.
希望人家说我是个好人呐、
啊。I want everyone to say that I was a good guy.
你看他有爱心，他有同情心。
That I was loving and compassionate.
死得太可惜了。
It's too bad that he's gone.
那第二个说呢
？And the second friend said,
哎呀，这希望我的葬礼呢办得特别气派热闹啊。
Yeah, I want my funeral to be a great big event and have lots of people there.
哇，让人羡慕。
And everyone will be envious of me.
说这人没有白活。
Well, he didn't live for nothing.
那第三个就说呢
？And the third one said,
我希望我的葬礼上啊
，I want my friends to say at my funeral.
人们会说
，I want them all to say,
你们快看呐、啊，他的手动了。
Everybody, look, his hand is moving.
是吧？
What do you
think? 大家都盼望哈。
So we all want that one, right?
好像死了也没死一样。
So maybe he's not really dead.
万一死了，还可能有机会活过来。
Maybe he's going to come back.
好，这是大家的盼望。
And maybe that's our hope too.
弟兄姐妹，我们的盼望是的确的。
But our hope is real.
将来你的身体都要复活的。
All of us will be resurrected.
不是手动和脚动。
Not just the hand or a foot.
你的生命要重新活过来。
But our whole life will be renewed.
要进入到荣耀里去。
And enter into glory.
好，弟兄姐妹，这是我们受洗以后归入基督了。
And this is what it means to enter into Christ after baptism.
Okay, 下边我们还有一个说与主联合呀。
And so next, I want to talk about being united with Christ.
圣经里边说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
It says if we have been united with him in a death like his,
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
We will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
好，神的应许在这里。
And this is his promise.
那剩下来是我们人怎么对待神的应许。
And what's left is how we respond to this promise.
谁说如果若是这样子。
It says if we have.
如果我们在他死的形状上联合了。
If we have been united with him.
那就在复活的形状上与他联合了。
In his death, then we will be united in the resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，这有点像那个接驾树啊， 果树的结架一样。
So there's a cause and a result here.
一个枝子结在树上。
A branch is connected to a vine.
所以那个枝子不再是自己的，对吧？
So that branch is no longer belong to itself.
哦，那个枝子是属于这个树的了。
It belongs to that tree.
是完完全全属于那个树。
It completely belongs to.
是完全的连接。
And they're united.
如果这个树totally 死了，
but if this tree dies,
那个枝子也就死了。
Then so will the branch.
如果这个树要是活着，
but if the vine and the tree is alive,
那个枝子就永远活着。
Then so will this the branch.
所以死不会在基督徒身上再发生功效。
So death no longer has power over the Christian.
弟兄姐妹，你相信吗？
Do you believe this?
死不再做我们的主了。
That death is no longer has power over us.
Yes. 只有耶稣基督做我们的主。
Only Jesus Christ is our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们有的很多的时候是很怕死的。
And there are a lot of people who are afraid of death.
这段圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督释放了我们。
But this verse tells us that we have been set free.
希伯来书第二章十四节、十五节是这样说。
In Hebrews chapter 2, 14 and 15 tells us,
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
It says, therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise share the same things.
特要记着死，败坏那掌死权的。
So that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death.
说并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
So to free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
弟兄姐妹，是不是你有过怕死的经验？
So have you had this fear of death?
可能你身边的人也有这样的经验。
And maybe those who are close to you also have a fear of death.
圣经给我们一个最佳的解决办法。
But the scriptures give us a way out of this.
因为耶稣亲自穿上血肉之体。
Because Jesus came down and put on flesh.
他因着他的死胜过了死亡。
And so through his death, he has overcome death.
所以弟兄姐妹，神的儿女就不再惧怕死亡了。
So the children of God no longer need to fear death.
我们感谢主，就是这样，我们就与主连结呀。
So thank God that we can be united with him like this.
我们下面还说，一同得着基业了。
And next, we also share in the inheritance.
弟兄姐妹，我们刚才受洗做着这一个举动。
So the action of baptism that we just witnessed.
不仅是一个仪式。
It's not just a ceremony.
是说我们在天上同得基业。
It also means that we will share in the inheritance in heaven.
这里边说，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Here it says, giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light.
感谢主，这是感恩的季节。
And thank God that this is a Thanksgiving season.
我们大家也都有一颗感恩的心。
And we have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们的确谢谢神给我们一年的看护和保守。
And we have enjoyed his blessing throughout the year.
也谢谢神在又一年会给我们恩典和扶持。
And we look forward to another year of his blessings.
感谢主。我们不单单是过这样一个有意义的感恩节，
but not only do we give thanks for these things at this season，
而是要庆贺我们在天上有永远的基业，
but we also should give thanks that we have an inheritance in heaven。
弟兄姐妹，你知道你是和谁同得的吗？
Do you know who you share this inheritance with？
圣经是告诉我们和众圣徒一同，
The scripture tells us it's with all the saints，
同得基业，
that we share this inheritance。
我们感谢主，神是这样子的慈爱待我们。
So we're thankful that God is so loving towards us.
那弟兄姐妹，我们得了什么基业呢？
So what is this inheritance that we have received?
有一段圣经告诉我们特别的美好。
And so in this verse, it tells us how great this inheritance is.
这是哥林多前书啊，第二章九节说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, it tells us,
神为爱他的人所预备的。
It says, what God has prepared for those who love him.
是眼睛未曾看见。
Is what no eye has seen.
耳朵未曾听见。
Nor ear heard.
人心也未曾想到。
Nor the human heart conceived.
换一句话说
，In other words，
我们人凭我们的身躯
，So according to our own abilities，
你是没有办法想象得到神所预备的何等美好。
We can't even imagine what God has prepared for us.
所以神告诉我们，我们的器官所未曾甚是到的。
So none of our senses, our hearing, or our eyesight can tell us what this inheritance will be like.
我们的眼睛看，我们耳朵听，我们心想。
Even what we can see, what we can hear, what we can dream of in our hearts.
无非是你周围所经历的。
These are all limited by our own experiences.
但是有一点，神所告诉我们的是，我们从来没有经历过的。
But there's something that we have never experienced before.
大大超越我们的眼界。
And it's more than our vision.
超越我们耳朵听到的。
More than our hearing.
甚至超越你使劲想出来的。
And over our imaginations.
有这样一个故事。
And there's a story.
不是讲故事的时候哈。但是呢，的确是多年以前呢。
Many years ago.
在沙特阿拉伯有一个国王啊。
In Saudi Arabia there was a king.
他邀请了一个美国的高尔夫球的好手。
He invited an American golf master to visit.
要去到沙特呢做巡回的这个高尔夫的表演。
To have a tour throughout the country and to show golfing.
你说沙特全是沙漠，会有高尔夫球场吗
？So it's all deserts over there. Where do they get the golf courts?
他们不但有，而且很多。
Not only do they have golf courses, they have a lot of them.
为什么？因为他们太有钱了嘛。
Because they have lots of money.
Okay, 那这个国王邀请这个好手到沙特去巡回表演的时候，他自己派自己的专机来接他。
So as this king invited the golfer, he sent his own private plane to pick him up.
然后把他接到沙特以后，的确和他在一起度过了几天非常美好的时光。
And they spent a couple of days together.
然后结束以后，这个高尔夫球手要回国了。
And as the golf master is ready to come back,
这个国王说：“等等。”
The king said to him, "Wait a moment."
为了纪念我们度过这么美好的时光，我要给你一个礼物。
To remember the time that we've shared, I want to give you a present.
这高尔夫球手就受宠若惊啊。
And so he was surprised and he
说这几天我受你的招待受你的款待我已经享受了殊荣啊。
And he said, oh, I have experienced your hospitality for these few days and it's already a lot.
我哪还好意思要你的礼物呢
How can I receive any more gifts from you?
那个国王一再坚持。
But the king insisted.
然后说那好吧，我要礼物。
So finally he relented, said, "Okay, I will accept your gift."
国王很高兴，说你要什么呢
？So the king said, "Great, what do you want?"
他想了一下，他说：“国王啊。
”And so after some thought, he said, "King."
我正在收集这个高尔夫球杆呢。
I'm trying to collect some golf clubs.
那就给我一个高尔夫球杆吧。
Can you get me a club?
所以他在回来的回来路上，在飞机上面他就想啊。
So as he's traveling back on the plane ride, he's thinking.
哎，这高尔夫球杆会是什么样的呢
？What kind of club will he get me?
全金的。
Maybe it's going to be made of pure gold.
镶满了宝石。
Or maybe it's going to have diamonds on it.
实在是没有办法想得出来。
Can't imagine what it would be like.
然后回到美国以后。
So after he arrives back in the States.
就经常想着这事，哎，怎么还没有到？
He didn't see any golf clubs waiting.
高尔夫球杆怎么还没有到
？It's not arrived yet.
过了两个礼拜
，and 2 weeks later,
他收到了一封急件。
He got an urgent piece of mail.
把急件打开以后
，and as he opened it,
国王送给他一个高尔夫球场。
What he received was a golf course, a golf club.
这个高尔夫球场是他的产业。
And that's his inheritance.
弟兄姐妹哈，这个人间的国王会 surprise 你。
So if the king here on earth can surprise us,
我们天上的父，天上的王会怎么样 surprise 我们
？How will our heavenly father, the king in heaven, surprise us?
是啊，我们有的时候觉得啊，我决志了，我还没有受洗。
Sometimes we may think, well, I've already trusted in him, I just haven't been baptized yet.
你知道这个差别是什么吗？
Do you know what the difference is?
就好像你决志了以后啊，你就是有了一个应许，你要拿到一个房间。
So it's like you have received this promise that you're going to get a house.
或者一个产业。
Or some inheritance.
可是当你受洗以后，你就如同拿到了那个钥匙。
But baptism is like receiving the key to that house.
Okay, 那一个产业就在你的手里了。
And now you have it in your hands.
所以弟兄姐妹，接下来以后，你有了那个产业。
So brothers and sisters, as we have this inheritance,
你下一步干什么？
What do we do next?
搬家呀。
Move in.
弟兄姐妹，神给我们个应许哈。
So God gives us these promises.
你不但得到产业了。
Not only do we have the inheritance.
和众圣徒得共得产业。
That we all share with all the saints.
神又把你迁到爱子的国度。
He's also brought us into his kingdom.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是神给我们极美的应许。
And this is a beautiful promise he's given us.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
And we have been rescued from the power of darkness.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And we're transferred now into the kingdom of his beloved son.
弟兄姐妹，这是一次属灵的搬家。
This is a spiritual move.
啊，你说我还在这儿吗？
He said, but I'm still here.
但是神已经应许你在那地方有产业了。
But God has already promised you an inheritance in heaven.
迟早有一天你要搬过去的。
And one day you will move in.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们现在在地上。
So brothers and sisters, even though we're here today,
已经不在黑暗的权势管辖下了。
We're no longer in the power of darkness.
我们不再做撒旦的奴隶了。
We're no longer slave to Satan.
我们已经在指望里边搬进神的国度。
And so we, in our hope, have already moved into God's kingdom.
好像你从一个国家的国籍转到另外一个国家，加入另外一个国家的国籍一样。
So it's like moving from one country to another and joining in the citizenship.
往往都是从不好的国家去加入另外一个好的国家，对吗？
And it's always from a country that's not as good to a better place.
没有人反过来吧？
Nobody goes the other way.
OK, 感谢主啊。那么弟兄姐妹，我在读神学的时候，在明尼苏达读神学的时候。
So when I was in Minnesota going to school,
我们学校有那些这个收拾卫生的人。
We had some janitors who kept the place clean.
他们是索马里的难民。
They are refugees from Somalia.
他们在索马里的时候生活特别的困难。
They had a terrible life back
then. 然后有连年的战争。
And there's fighting there.
死了不少的人。
Many people died.
后来美国出兵救了不少的人。
But the American troops saved a lot of them.
有些人就到美国了，立刻就得到这地方面的工作，得到这地方面的绿卡。
And some of them who came to the States, they were able to receive green cards and get work.
虽然他们做卑微的工作。
Even though their work seems lowly.
但是他们工作的好欢喜啊。
But they're joyful as they work.
他们的全家也都搬来了。
Their whole families are here with them.
感谢主，这就是我们常常会看到的一些情形。
And thanks God that we can see these things.
其实在中国也是一样。
And it's the same in China.
在九十年代呀。
In the 90s.
我在南京服侍的时候。
When I was serving in 南京。
有的时候经常在午餐的时候去到小店去吃碗面条啊。
I would go out for lunch, maybe to a small restaurant.
或者说是吃碗水饺之类的。
I get some noodles or dumplings.
我看见饭店的小老板和他儿子。
I saw this one owner and his little son.
天天美滋滋的。
And they're very happy.
我就问他发生了什么事儿。
And I asked what happened.
他的态度不一样。
His attitude is different.
不像很多人经营餐馆。
Not a lot of other restaurant owners that I know.
仅仅就是为了养生糊口。
He's always trying to make a living.
所以他那个乐劲儿，我就觉得挺好奇的。
So I was very curious about this owner's joy.
我就问他呀。
So I asked him.
我说你高兴什么呀？
What are you so happy about?
他说你不知道吧？
He said, oh, you don't know.
我等着移民美国呢。
I'm waiting to move to the States.
这是真事儿。
And this is a true story.
他说他的叔叔帮着他爸爸和他这一家预备了移民，你知道是吧？是在排期当中。
And he said that his uncle has arranged for his dad and his whole family to move to the States, and they're awaiting move here.
排期已经快到了。
And as they're lining up for the green card, they're almost there at the front of the line.
好像今天大家不是那么怎么样了啊。
So today maybe we're not like that anymore.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹，三十几年前。
But 30 years ago.
二十几年前。
20 years ago.
可能今天也还是差不多。
Or maybe even today.
那个心情的确不一样。
Your feelings are very different.
啊，弟兄姐妹，我们想想看我们自己。
Let's think about ourselves.
你不是说我，哎呀，移民美国。
Maybe you have moved here.
你已经在这儿了吗？
You're already here.
但是给我们预备更好的是说，将来有一天我们要移民到神的国度里边去。
But one day we will move again into God's kingdom.
迁到他爱子的国度。
Transferred into the kingdom of his beloved son.
所以我们感谢主，神有这样子的应许。
And so we thank God that we have this promise.
神也必成就他的应许。
Then he will surely fulfill his promises.
好，最后一段经文。
And this verse.
彼得后书第一章十节十一节。
From 2 Peter 1:10.
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, be all the more eager to confirm your call and election.
你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
For if you do this, you will never stumble.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这里面说叫我们不失脚。
It says we will not stumble.
神的恩典够用。
His grace is enough for us.
叫我们更加殷勤。
And that we should be eager.
我们不要忘了我们前面需要努力。
Not forgetting that we have to press on ahead.
神说我们要丰丰富富的进入神国。
That we will be richly provided as we enter.
所以今天我们活在地上，当有何样的指望
？So what kind of hope do we have here as we live on earth？
我们相信上帝的应许。
And we believe in the promises of God。
在耶稣基督里。
That in Christ。
都是是的。
It's all confirmed。
所以没有一件神的应许会落空。
There is no promise of God that will not happen。
感谢主，这感恩节我们有受洗的弟兄姐妹。
And again, we thank God that we have so many brothers and sisters being baptized today.
好像是和今天的主题无关一样。
And what does it have to do with our topic today?
那我想问弟兄姐妹，你感恩节有去处了吗？
I want to ask, well, where are you planning to go this Thanksgiving?
Yeah, 我们很多我们当中的弟兄姐妹，或者是外来的人，或者是新来的学生。
And a lot of our brothers and sisters are new students here.
或者有一些朋友。
Or some friends?
在这感恩的季节，在感恩节的时候，你有地方去吗？
In this Thanksgiving season, do you have any place to go?
所以愿意我们在座的弟兄姐妹啊。
So I hope that our brothers and sisters here today.
不但纪念今天我们的受洗，纪念我们当年的受洗。
That we think about our baptisms the day we were baptized.
我们更要邀请我们身边的朋友、弟兄姐妹、身边的学生。
That we should invite our brothers and sisters, also the students among us.
邀请他们和你一同的来过感恩节。
Invite them to spend Thanksgiving with us.
也千万别忘了。
And of course, don't forget.
当你吃感恩节的筵席的时候。
As you're enjoying your Thanksgiving feast.
你要分享基督的筵席。
We also share in the feast of the Lord.
要吃属天的筵席。
That we enjoy a feast that is spiritual.
把耶稣基督的救恩告诉他们。
That we share the good news of with our friends.
好，弟兄姐妹，再让我再次恭喜今天受洗的众弟兄姐妹。
And I want to congratulate again our brothers and sisters who were baptized.
他们就在这里。
And they're here.
我们给他们个掌声，好吧？好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢谢。
真的是欢喜快乐。我们请翻开圣诗446首。Please turn to hymn 446. 感谢神。Thanks to God. Hymn 446.感谢神赐我救赎主，感谢神丰富预备，感谢神过去的同在，感谢神主掌隐蔽，感谢神赐温暖春天，感谢神受所救。是神渡过了风暴，感谢神丰富供应，感谢神使我苦与乐，感谢神指我的位，感谢神赤路旁未归，感谢神玫瑰有翅。